Welcome to the Yin Cha community. Thank you for tuning in and showing support, my friends. For those who are new, welcome. My name is Winnie. Here in this community, we enjoy our peace and solitude. So join me, friends, as we chit-chat over a cup of tea. Today's proverb of the day is Xing Xiang Shi. May all your wishes come true in the year of 2023. One of the biggest lessons I have learned in my journey, we shouldn't care about what other people think about us. What other people think about you has nothing to do with you. There is nothing wrong with being different because you are unique, my friend, and it's okay. Each one of us has a special gift that we excel at. That gift is your seed, but it has to be nurtured and planted in the soil with intention and with action. When you start sharing what's meant to be for you to other people, what you're actually doing is you're overwatering that seed. You see, because those opinions will talk you out of it. Whatever you desire, you deserve. Because the law of attraction is very, very powerful. When you truly want something and you go after it, the universe will make it happen for you. So as long as your heart is in the right place and you truly believe in yourself and what you have to offer this world. A lot of my wisdom that I'm sharing with you guys today comes from reading self-help books. Specifically, Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu said this best. Favor and disgrace make one fearful. The greatest misfortune is the self. What does favor and disgrace make one fearful mean? Favor is high. Disgrace is low. Having it makes one fearful. Losing it makes one fearful. This is favor and disgrace make one fearful. What does the greatest misfortune is the self mean? The reason I have great misfortune is that I have the self. If I have no self, what misfortune do I have? So one who values the self as the world can be given the world. One who loves the self as the world can be entrusted with the world. In other words, this text refers to the self. Self relates to our ego. Our egos actually serve and teach us a lesson. Therefore, it is fine to value and honor our ego. So as long as we keep our egos in check, and we don't focus so much on ourselves and what we want to get out of the situation. To wrap today's episode up, we put too much weight on other people's opinions about ourselves. It's time to focus on you. Every time that you choose yourself, you begin to realize that things always work out in your favor. Let's find common ground. To focus on the similarities that we have rather than our differences. We are all one with creation, and we shouldn't discriminate others as we all require love, kindness, and compassion to each other. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and